From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS, has it peaked? The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition strike in Syria. Colonel Steve Warren says that Sharafi al-Mu'adain was killed on Christmas Eve.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader.
ISIS recruitment the world over is a problem, but particularly in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty spoke with Abdelkader Sino. He's an Indiana University regional analyst.
Those people would not have been susceptible to be recruited by IS if they did not feel alienated in their own countries. So Europe has a big problem.
How can they address it?
What they're doing right now is the opposite of what they need to do. What they're doing right now is to increase policing, inclusive policing, into Muslim areas, into mosques, into institutions, when in fact they need to help those youth integrate, to become part of society. It's a long-term process, but that's the only way to go in Europe.
So has ISIS peaked?
It has already peaked, but however, it still has the ability to fight and to retaliate. All this may accelerate, and it may reach its demise in the next 2 years. On the other hand, a lot can happen over time. The Iraqi army is not ready yet. Now that they occupied Ramadi, they have cut the supply lines to Fallujah. But Mosul is a larger city. They have enough forces probably still to defend it. If for some reason they panic and people start to desert, then everything would get accelerated and then they would be defeated much more quickly.
This is VOA News. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years, as President Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office on Tuesday.
Je jure devant le peuple burkinabé.
He promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution in a ceremony from Ouagadougou broadcast live on Burkinabé radio and television. The African Union has threatened to place sanctions on Burundi's rival political factions if they fail to attend peace talks next month, as it pushes all sides to resolve their differences and avert more violence. AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma said sanctions could be placed on anyone whose action could jeopardize the inter-Burundian dialogue, including attacks by armed groups or refusal to communicate with the talks mediator. Voters in Central African Republic are voting today in national elections aimed at ending more than 2 years of sectarian violence that has killed thousands and displaced millions following a coup by the Muslim Salika Alliance that ousted the government of President Francois Bozize. Violence and organizational difficulties have delayed the vote repeatedly. There are 30 candidates vying for the presidency. Turkey on Wednesday detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in the country's capital. Turkish officials said the suspects were arrested in the Ankara area. The alleged plot involves suicide bombings in central Ankara, where crowds gathered to celebrate the start of the new year. Turkey has been on alert for attacks since October's double suicide bombing killed more than 100 people at a gathering of peace activists outside a train station in Ankara. The Obama administration has expressed growing concern over an increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner on Tuesday said that Secretary of State John Kerry brought up the matter in a telephone call with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
NGOs have reported the Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed hundreds of civilians, including first responders, hit medical facilities, schools, and markets, and led to the displacement of over 130,000 Syrians in October and the first half of November. Of course, we're deeply, deeply concerned about these reports of high civilian casualties in particular. We've seen a marked and troubling increase in reports of these civilian casualties since Russia commenced its air campaign there.
Now, Russia has denied causing those civilian deaths in Syria. It says its airstrike against what it calls terrorists and what other countries call rebels are carefully coordinated with the Syrian army in order to avoid all civilian targets. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.